Welcome to the Muswell Hill Methodist Church podcast. Today, we'll be hearing from local preacher Alistair Loken's service on Sunday, where she spoke about how God is seen in the church. If you live in North London or are visiting here, we would love to welcome you at our church, and you can find more details about us on our social media. Before we listen to Alice's sermon, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. The parable of the unmerciful servant. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown in prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servants in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 to 31. Then the angel of God, who had been travelling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back into its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant.
As we heard what we was reading to us this morning, both from the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it was the people of Israel in time of trouble. They've been working hard for the Egyptians. But the Lord said it is time for them to be free from their bondage. So, Moses, we know a lot about the appointment of Moses to help the people of Israel to move out of Egypt. But it was hard, because it's not easy. When you see somebody helping you and they want to move away, who is going to help me? Who is going to do this for me? Who is going to do that for me? But Moses tried. And God, on the other hand, was tightening Pharaoh's heart. He doesn't want them to go. If he released them today to go, when he see all the effort that Moses was putting before him, but it's just a trick, he won't let them go. But at the end of the day, with all the punishment that God put upon them, he surrendered. He let them go. But it's not wholeheartedly. It's just because of all the punishment. That's why he said, oh, you can go. But when they left, they pursued them. They follow them. But God is always for us. If God is for us, who will be against us? Nobody. How much power you may have, the Almighty God is mightier in battle. So they follow them. But the fear is on these people. The Israelites are fearing because they see them following them. What do? They started talking to Moses. You should have let us die peacefully in Egypt than coming to die in this wilderness. All sorts of things. But Moses said, fear not, for God is with you. If God is with you, who will be against you? Nobody. They will try their possible best, but the Almighty God will stand by you. If you have a faith in him, his faith will strengthen you. So, Moses assured them to fear not, because he knows that the Almighty God, who has chosen him to lead the people from the bondage, from where they are being slaves for years and years, it is time for the freedom. So when they get to the Red Sea, how are they going to pass through? But God walked out to Moses. The sea parted, and they passed through. But the enemy are still behind them. The enemy are still following them. So, what are they going to do? But God has given them the way, so they are able to go through. But the enemy are still following them. And God called on Moses again to bring the water back. And this is how all the Egyptians and their carriers, their driver, everything that followed them, they perished. They perished. And when the Israelites see at the seashore the dead people, now they have trust in the Lord. Their faith was stand, and they now know that, yes, they have a true God. A true God that, yes, bring them out of the slavery. What of you? What of me? We all have one problem or the other. Are we taking it to the Lord? Or taking it to a friend? A friend can disappoint you. Even a wife can disappoint a husband. A wife can disappoint a daughter, a son. But the Almighty God is always there. He's the only one that will never fail. There's a little song my granddaughter, he always sings. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. If we have the trust in him, he will never fail us. But if we check, if we look back, it's not. Look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. A little boy was sent to go and look after his brother. His father sent him to go and look for his brother, for their welfare when they are in the field. He went, and look at the plan they have for him. Some say kill him, some say sell him. But out of all this, God put in the mind of one of them, don't let us kill him. Let's put him in the well. The well, we know the story of the well of people, is this same well that when Haggai was drove away, it was from the well. When the water that Abraham packed for him has finished, God showed him a well to go and drink. So the same thing with Joseph. The well that Joseph was put in, God took him away. He was sold to the slave. But when the famine happened, look at the brothers. They came back to him. God made him to become high. The same thing with us today. If we still put our trust in him, he will put us high. Joseph forgave his brethren. Many of us, when somebody offended us, we hold tight to it, never and never. If you don't forgive others, you know, what about you? What about you? The Lord has forgiven us. How many times are we offending? Look at in the New Testament we read. Peter went to Jesus and asked, how many times can I forgive my brother who offended me? 7 times, it was himself who asked the question. And it was himself who was giving the answer that seven times. But Jesus tell him, not seven times, but seven times 70. Nobody can be so crazy. In a day, not months, just in one day. Forgive. Forgive. And when you forgive, you will receive forgiveness. Many people are looking forward to us as a Christian for help. Many people are there looking at us as a Christian. Are your neighbor pursuing you as a Christian? Have they seen in your behavior, in your moving, even without your saying to them that I'm a Christian? Your way of behavior, the love you show to them, without telling them you are a Christian. At your place of work, do you see somebody who is in trouble and you move closer and help? There were many, many things happening. We Christians, what are we doing? How are we helping others? Look at so many stories in the Bible teaching us to forgive. To let go of many things. Because there are many things, maybe you are doing it, you don't know you are doing it. But if you realize, it's hard for some people to say sorry. Oh, if I say sorry, he may think, oh, she has done something. But sorry doesn't cost you nothing. It brings peace. It brings joy. And when you have peace in your heart, everything will be smooth. But if you have a tight mind, you will know that it's not easy. But if you some people, when you see them, they're always smiling or laughing or doing something, you know, that you will be, oh, she's always smiling, she's always happy. She may have something in the mind that is troubling him or her. But when you make it easy for yourself, the Almighty God too will make it hard. Because he said, where we think there's no way, the Lord will create a way for us. Look at the people of Israel with the fear. They are in fear. They are in agony. They don't know what to do. But with the God assurance and Moses as a leader, stand firm. Give them the assurance that don't worry. Don't worry yourself. This is nothing. The Lord who has taken you out of that city from your bondage is taking you to a place of joy, to a place of happiness. What of our children? What are we teaching them? Many times we need to evangelize. We need to go into the street and preach the gospel. There are many people outside there who need our assurance, who need our prayer, who need us, not only with money or food or anything. There are many things. There are many people in the hospital we need to pray with. We need to assure. But how are we spending our time? Have we given our life to Jesus? Are we looking unto him? Are we putting our problem on the cross? Because this is the only way that can save us. Our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior has died for us on the cross, for your sin, for my sin. But are we still holding on to that sin? Or are we let it go? Children are just back from holiday. There's a lot. We need to pray for them. We need to help them. They need our help. A lot of children, they are in fear when they are going to school. When they are out of school, they are in fear. We as a parents, we as grandmother, we as a church, what are we doing to help those children? We need to stand, we need to pray, we need to evangelize. The Lord is calling upon us to stand, to forgive. Look at the servant. The master has just forgiven him. For millions of pounds he owed. And within a minute of getting there out from the master's side, he met a fellow servant who owed him chicken change compared to what he has owed to his masters. And she refused to forgive him. He begged and begged upon him, "Please have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me. I will pay you." But no, he won't. He won't forgive. He won't let go. Is that good enough? It's not good enough. It's because he doesn't know God. It's because Christ is not in his life. If Christ is in his life, he will forgive. But because he hasn't got Christ on him, that's why people are begging him. Who are we? Who are we? We are just a human being. God is so great. Your master has just forgiven you. And nothing you do that you can't reap. You can't sow an onion and you want to reap a potato. It's not possible. It's whatever you sow that you're going to reap. And you see how it comes back to him. The master who has forgiven him heard what he did. Because the master wants to sell him as a slave, the household, and everything to repay what he has owed. But begging on the Lord, go on his knee, the Lord has forgiven him. So let's forgive others. Let's go, whatever happened. And the Almighty God is always there. Whatever good you think you do, you are not doing it for the fellow. You're doing it for your own record. You're doing it for your own good. Because at the end of the day, whatever we do on this earth, we're going to encounter for it when we get to the Father. So, and the Almighty God will help us through. We give us the mind of forgiveness, and we take away our fears, and give us peace in our life, in our daily walk. In everywhere we are, the peace of Almighty God will hold us tight. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. And we pray that as we continue to upload sermons, prayers, and more, that you will find something for you here. Please feel free to follow our podcast on Spotify or Apple Music, so that you can hear when we upload new episodes. Until next time, God bless you.